A heavy step was heard ascending the stair, with a great wheezing and rattling, as from a man who was sorely put to it for breath. Once or twice he stopped, as though the climb were too much for him, but at last he made his way to our door and entered. His appearance corresponded to the sounds which we had heard. He was an aged man, clad in seafaring garb, with an old pea jacket buttoned up to his throat. His back was bowed, his knees were shaky, and his breathing was painfully asthmatic. As he leaned upon a thick oaken cudgel, his shoulders heaved in the effort to draw the air into his lungs. He had a coloured scarf round his chin, and I could see little of his face, save a pair of keen, dark eyes overhung by bushy white brows and long grey side whiskers. Altogether, he gave me the impression of a respectable master mariner who had fallen into years and poverty.
"What is it, my man?" I asked.
He looked about him in the slow, methodical fashion of old age.
"Is Mr. Sherlock Holmes here?"
said he. "No, but I am acting for him. You can tell me any message you have for him."
"It was to him himself who it was to tell it," said he.